Rams Nation, I'm here with wide receiver Brian Quick, and he had quite a day today, so let's just start with today. What were you feeling out there? It felt like you got a lot of catches.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just caught a couple plays that they just feel comfortable and confident in me running, and I just had to execute, and the quarterback made some great throws today.
Talk to me a little bit about that quarterback position. You were with Case mostly today. What have you been seeing out of him?
A lot of confidence. He's always been like that. He's poised. He's basically just kind of, you know, more relaxed. You know, he's a veteran. He's been doing it. So that's just his style. That's the way he is. And, you know, I just feel like I just have to make those plays for him.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have seen a lot of consistency out of him, especially like at the end of last year coming into this season. But obviously the story is Jared Goff going into this year. What have you seen out of the young quarterback so far?
Oh, man, Jared can make those throws. He's very accurate. He's patient. And I mean, he's a hell of a person. Like as far as a guy, you know, he's a great person. But on the field, man, he's a great weapon that we have.
It's a good thing. I mean, the personality comes into it, right? Because if you have that relationship off the field, you definitely can see the chemistry on the field, right?
That's right. And he has the confidence when he's out here. You can tell what kind of person that he is. You know, he just feels comfortable. I mean, he's getting more comfortable and relaxed in the system, and he's showing it out here.
Talk to me a little bit about Coach Bro and his drills and stuff he's got you guys doing out here. It's a lot different, looks a lot different. What do you think of him?
He's a great coach, but I feel like he's helping us so much and helping me individually on my technique and just creating me to be a different player than I was last year. Just being better and learning things, you know, as far as technique. And I just, you know, love the way he coaches. And those drills are intense over there. I'm gonna let you know, because last year they weren't like that. It was kind of a little, you know, it was slow pace, you know, just easing into practice. But he gets us ready and warmed up to go on the next drill.
I'm really glad you brought that up about how he's trying to, you know, help you with your game, because I do feel like he spends a lot of time with you. And as a player, I feel like that's got to give you confidence, because when a coach stops paying attention to you, that's when you should worry, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, he shows that in me. He believes in me.
Yeah.
And,
I can see it.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to show him that I care and I love the game just as much as he does. And I want to go out here and play for the team and the state of California.
Exactly.
And,
you know, you're working really hard. You're a vet. You've got a bunch of rookies on that in that room with you. Are you trying to be a voice in there to also step into that part of it all, too? I know you're trying to have a better season this year personally, but as far as being a leader and kind of taking them under your wing, are you doing that as well?
Yeah. Just talking to the guys, just letting them know how things are, you know, in the NFL and in life. Because if you can't deal with life, you know, it's going to be hard to transition here, because you have to be in it mentally when you step on the field and when you're off the field. You know, it's a lot of different things that come with it. So I kind of teach them, you know, how to handle things and just try to be an example on the field as well as I'm off the field. Just doing what I need to do, take care of my body, and making plays out here.
Thanks so much for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much for having me.